Bill O'Reilly here, Friday, August 19th, 2022. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening this week in America. Drug seizures at the southern border reach a record high. Another COVID booster arriving. New York cracks down on toy guns to fight crime. A survey reveals the most dangerous neighborhoods in the nation. Also up, the message of the day. Update listeners, sound off. But first, Border Patrol agents reporting a 200% increase in the amount of fentanyl entering the USA from Mexico. 2,000 pounds of the deadly narcotic seized in July alone, the highest on record. The volume of opioids successfully crossing the border is likely 8 times that amount because they don't get all the fentanyl. Most of it gets in. More than 100,000 Americans died from a drug overdose last year, 80% related to fentanyl. Again, the insane open border Biden policy is responsible for all of this. The United Kingdom becoming the first country to approve an updated COVID booster shot, the jab from Moderna, targeting multiple strains of the virus. The drug will be rolled out stateside this fall. Nearly all cases in the USA are now caused by the Omicron subvariant. To date, COVID has infected 93 million people in the USA, killed 1 million of them. No booster for me. I've got 2 vaxes, 2 boosters, but I'm not getting any more unless they can prove it stops COVID, which they can't right now. New York Governor Hochul targeting toy guns said the Democrat, quote, restricting these realistic-looking devices will ensure these misleading devices are off our streets, keeping all New Yorkers safe, unquote. New rules require any replica firearm be painted bright colors like red and yellow. Of course, Hochul and her radical left legislature in Albany cannot keep real guns off the street, so don't expect them to keep toy guns off the streets. Survey from Forbes magazine listing the most dangerous neighborhoods in the country. The communities are ranked by homicides, robberies, rapes, violent crime. Top 5, South Central Los Angeles, West Baltimore, Brownsville, Brooklyn, South Bronx, and the most dangerous neighborhood in America, the 7th Ward in New Orleans. Big Easy, now the 9th most dangerous place in the world. In a moment, update listeners have their say. Right back.
Who is there for the families left behind when a service member or first responder dies or is catastrophically injured in the line of duty? Who is helping our nation's homeless veterans? And who is helping our nation keep its vow to never forget 9/11? I'll tell you who. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation. The foundation's In the Line of Duty programs honor our nation's heroes and their families. That includes its Gold Star, Fallen First Responder, Smart Home, and Homeless Veteran programs. The foundation's Never Forget programs engage people in 9/11 remembrance across America. Over 80 runs, walks, and climbs a year, dozens of golf outings and barbecues, and the Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institute is helping to educate kids in kindergarten through 12th grade about our nation's darkest day, 9/11. More than 95 cents of every dollar you donate to Tunnel to Towers goes to its programs. This charity keeps its word and honors our nation's greatest heroes. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at t2t.org. That's T, the number 2, t.org.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. Listeners, sound off. We do this each Friday. You can reach me, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com. Name and town, please, on your email if you wish to opine. Okay, let's begin with David in Taos, New Mexico. Bill, I'd like your opinion on the following. If the Republicans gain control of at least the House in November, do you think it would be prudent for them to pursue impeachment charges against President Biden and or Homeland Security Secretary Mayorkas? I do not believe it would be prudent right off the bat. What the House should do is hold hearings, subpoena Alejandro Mayorkas to come in and answer questions. What are you doing to stop millions and millions of foreign nationals and tons of narcotics from coming in here? What are you doing? And he'll be embarrassed, Mayorkas, because he's not doing anything. Now, Biden himself, if you impeach him, then you become like Nancy Pelosi, right? So if Republicans do the same thing Pelosi did to Trump, they're in the same boat. And Biden's not going to run again. So if you have hearings about his failures, I think that would be far more effective. David, Tulsa, Oklahoma. If Liz Cheney, after being roundly rejected by the voters in Wyoming, decides to run for president, would she run as a Democrat? Democrats despise Liz Cheney. The progressive left hates her because she's essentially a conservative. She just has Trump derangement syndrome, and it ruined her career. She may run for president, but nobody's going to support her. I mean, literally, nobody. Al is in Durham, New Hampshire. I took the first two vaxes against my better judgment. I got COVID anyway. No more jabs for this 84-year-old American. Hey, I'm with you, Al. I didn't get COVID, twice boosted, twice vaxxed. That's me. But I know a lot of people who had all the vaxes, followed the rules, and they got COVID twice. So unless the CDC spells it out where I can see it, no more for me. Bill, Parsons, Tennessee. Assuming you believe, O'Reilly, that we have an unequal justice system, how can that be rectified? It's a good question, and it's a very, very long answer, and I can't really get into it micro, Bill, but I can tell you, if the country elects a president who is committed to law and order, that president will appoint tough federal judges, will appoint a honest FBI chief, and a tough, honest attorney general. And that's where it starts. Okay? You've got to have key leadership positions wanting to defeat crime. Tanya, Providence, Rhode Island, I heard Don Lemon say that Trump had not been treated any differently than any other president. Don Lemon on CNN, of course. Tanya, number one, no one could possibly believe that. And number two, why are you watching CNN where they say stuff like that all the time? I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by putting it together. Please go to BillO'Reilly.com for honest news analysis. Please check out my book, Killing the Killers. In a moment, something you might not know.
Recession and inflation are here. Gas, housing, and everyday goods are up, way up. And you want to be ready for any situation. So what would you do if there's no food on the shelf? Arc Heirloom Seeds are here to help. Did you know 99% of seeds sold today can't reproduce? With heirloom seeds, you only have to plant once. Then you can grow year after year, giving you and your family stability and security because things are getting crazy out there. Our all-in-one seed kit provides everything you need to grow your own food. This premium seed kit has over 65 varieties, 50,000 seeds, and stores for 15 years. You'll also get our exclusive seed guide to make growing a no-brainer. Arc Seed Kits is a family-owned and operated business and the most trusted name in the nation for over 15 years. Our mandate is to get heirloom seeds into every home in America. Go to ArcSeedKits.com today and get free shipping by entering promo code PODCAST. That's ARKSeedKits.com. Promo code PODCAST. Get your seeds, get prepared, get growing. ArcSeedKits.com.
Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. 80 years ago this week, the bloodiest battle in human history began in southwest Russia. For 6 months, 2 million soldiers engaged in brutal urban combat. The siege shifted the balance of World War II in favor of the Allied forces. Here is the story of Stalingrad. Beginning in 1939, Nazi Germany began its conquest of Europe, and 3 years later, Hitler's army controlled territory stretching from France to Ukraine. In August 1942, the Germans moved on Stalingrad, named after the Soviet dictator. Believing the presence of civilians would help motivate his troops, Joseph Stalin refused to evacuate any of the city's 400,000 residents. For weeks, both armies waged brutal warfare. Thousands of civilians were killed. By the autumn of 1942, Stalingrad was completely destroyed. Despite heavy casualties, Stalin refused to surrender. He issued official order number 227. Any Soviet soldier attempting to flee would be shot on sight. While the German Air Force continued to bomb, both sides deployed snipers poised on rooftops to kill the enemy. There is a movie about that. By November, the Soviet Army had encircled 300,000 Axis troops. With the Russian blockade limiting supplies, German forces trapped in Stalingrad starved. Many froze to death in the frigid cold. In February 1943, Russia liberated Stalingrad from the Germans. It was the beginning of the end for the Third Reich. The result was catastrophic. At least 1 million soldiers killed in combat. Hundreds of thousands more missing or wounded. Stalingrad is considered the deadliest campaign in the history of warfare. And here's something else you might not know. The Nazi loss at Stalingrad was the first time Adolf Hitler publicly acknowledged defeat. After announcing the outcome of the battle on the radio, the dictator ordered 3 days of mourning across the Third Reich. But it didn't matter. After Stalingrad, Adolf Hitler was finished. He held on for another 2 years. Of course, millions more people died, but Stalingrad was the turning point. Back after this.
Hey guys, it's Vivek Ramaswamy here, inviting you to listen to my podcast, Truth. We just relaunched it after the campaign, and we are already riding up the podcast charts. Here's why. I think that hard, in-depth conversations about the tough issues is the only way we're going to get this country back. Because make no mistake, we are currently in a war for the future of America, and you cannot win a war unless you're willing to speak the truth. If you want standard conservative talking points, this podcast is not for you. But if you want to go deeper and hear the conversations you're not going to find anywhere else, the conversations that will challenge you, that will challenge me, then subscribe to Truth with Vivek Ramaswamy on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. And I promise you, you're going to cover terrain that you're not going to hear elsewhere.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.